OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? I'm Stephen Knight. You're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We have a great show lined up. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Tonight we welcome playwright Monique Shaw and the cast of the play, Will a Real Man Please Stand? Also, remember the group Drew Hill? Well, one of the original members, Nokio, joins us tonight to tell us about his brand new band, Black Angel Down. We'll meet the band members later on. Both in our next half hour. As always, we want to be part of the discussion, so call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can join us in chat. There's a link if you scroll down on the page. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great.
That's good.
Had a good relaxing weekend. How was your weekend?
My weekend was cool. It didn't do too much. I hung out with some friends on Saturday, but other than that, didn't really do too much. But you had a good weekend, relaxing, no marathons?
Yep. not this week. I'm just emotionally and mentally drained. But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've had a lot going on, but it's all looking better, right?
Yeah.
Looking good?
Yeah. Always hoping things will look better, so
absolutely.
Moving forward.
Well, you know, my favorite, anyone that knows me, and you put me on, my favorite blog site or gossip site is Bossip, right? And I was on there, and they had a question, and I want to know your opinion. Is sexting considered cheating?
Yes.
Yeah. You think so? Yeah. You should be sending any
I wouldn't want my boyfriend sexting over anyone or sending pictures or, it's just like, no, it is.
They were asking people on the street.
What did they ask that question because of Royce?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, and they went around the street.
Basketball wife, okay. Basketball wife.
They had a guy.
Yeah, her boyfriend is supposedly sexing nude pictures of himself and his baby mama and saying that it was pretty much all sexual. You know, definitely like, you know, you want this or do you want it or not? You know, it was all sexual, but he's saying that he was doing it because he's trying to keep the peace between her, you know, him and her, so that, you know, he could see his son, and just craziness. But, you know, I don't know what to say about that. And Royce, you know, she's been running him around and all on TV. It has to be embarrassing.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I hope he handled that because she posted all that stuff on Twitter.
Well, you know, there's the judge in Detroit. I don't know if you heard about that. The judge in Detroit, he actually sexted a picture of him to some staff that works. I don't know if she worked for him. I think she did. Yeah, she worked for him. She's the one that does the, I forgot what it's called, but takes the notes during the trial. And her husband found out and confronted him. He said, ain't nothing shame in his game. And he's married, too. He said, isn't that shame in this game? And he's proud of the body that he has. I get it, whatever age. I just think it was interesting. But, yeah, I agree. Sexting. Sexting definitely is.
He said that.
He said, ain't no shame in this game. Yeah, that's me. That's my picture. You got to look it up. It's on YouTube.
I love it.
Yeah. You know.
He said he worked hard for that body.
Right. He said, ain't no shame in this game.
It's hard in gym.
I know, chicken, though. I'm going to call chicken.
Hello, how are you tonight?
Hey,
good,
TK,
how you doing?
I love your profile picture.
You do? Thank you so much.
So nice.
Thanks a lot. You didn't ask me, but I'm going to chime in on the whole sexting thing.
Okay.
I think that cheating starts in the mind, not necessarily, it doesn't manifest in the physical, it starts in your mental. So you can actually cheat before you actually do something physically about it. That's just my opinion.
I agree. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I saw two movies this weekend. One being The Raven and the other one being Safe. Both of them were very good. Of course, you know, Jason Statham puts it down in his action film. You know, he always delivers in his movies. It's kind of the same premise as The Professional, if you remember that movie with Natalie Portman when she was really little. Not really little, but she was a lot younger. With the French actor, his name is Rene something, I can't think of his last name, but he basically was protecting her from a bunch of mobsters. And this big movie basically has the same premise. This girl is gifted and she knows the secret, and the mobsters want her dead. Some want her dead and some want, you know, to know what she knows. So he's trying to protect her, and they're going all through the city trying to protect her. They can't let her leave the city, so that's his job to protect her. Very action-packed. Keep you on the edge of your seat. And the other movie was The Raven, based on Edgar Allan Poe, which is one of my favorite writers.
Yeah.
Just because I have an affection for the macabre. So that type of stuff, and it draws my attention. And I thought they did an excellent job with that. John Cusack, who's a good actor, did an excellent job in it. Now, hopefully they'll delve back into more classic writers and pull some of their work and make more movies out of them, since they're running out of stories to tell anyway in Hollywood.
Right.
So if you're going to manufacture stuff, at least manufacture stuff, you know, that hasn't been done already, and stuff that's classic. So I recommend both of those movies. I wouldn't say, you know, miss them. What we have coming out. Oh, I wanted to piggyback on something that I mentioned last week. I talked about Think Like a Man and the fact that, you know, it was number one, and how Hollywood doesn't really view us as being viable in marketing when it comes to Hollywood.
Yeah.
The movie is still number one.
Number one.
After all
still
number one. After all the new movies that they released, it's still number one. So, again, we don't go see movies, really? I don't know. And there are a few movies that are coming out that I want to see. Of course, The Avengers, that's coming out. The new Batman is coming out. And there's also that Sparkle Project with Whitney Houston is still coming out. And I've heard talks about The Waiting to Exhale. I heard Loretta Devine talking about The Waiting to Exhale, because, you know, she's going to be in that. And they basically left it up to Terry McMillan to decide what she wanted to do with the character. Since she wrote it, they're leaving it up to her whether to get someone new or some way in the movie write her death into it and pay homage to Whitney Houston, which I think would be an excellent idea. So
it would be.
We have to
Did you hear that Oprah signed on to do a new movie?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, she can. And so, real quickly, The Butler, it's called The Butler, and she's playing opposite of Forrest Whitaker, her husband. And The Butler is based on a man who worked in the White House for decades serving the president. And so Forrest Whitaker is playing the lead role, and Oprah's playing his wife, and Lee Daniels is directing the movie.
Oh, that's going to be cake right there. She said
she was looking for a role. And when they met, she really connected with that character, so she signed on to do that. That's
I will go on record saying if Lee Daniels is behind it, it's an automatic kill. Like, he's going to put his stink on it.
Like he did Precious. Yeah.
Yeah, Lee Daniels is a great artist.
All right. Well, appreciate you, TK, as always. I know you're working
hard.
Extremely
Thank
hard.
You, guys. Have a good night.
You too.
Have a good night.
Hey,
Ron. Yo, what's good, Steven? It's Parker.
What's going on?
How's it going?
Good, how you
doing? What's going on, Ron? You watching the game?
Yes, 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 yes. First of all, y'all, man, I am so peed off at the Bulls right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what was Coach Thibodeau thinking? Why would you leave Derrick Rose in the game a minute and, 10 seconds left in the game?
Yeah, they were saying
4-point lead, and then he goes and injures his ACL.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So he's done for
the
season.
I went to the gym on that game. Who won?
Oh, the Bulls.
The Bulls won?
Yeah, the Bulls won still, but
the Bulls won.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's
they were winning when I went to the gym. I'm like, they lost?
Yeah, the Bulls still won. I mean, the Bulls have probably the best bench in the league, but still, without your best player on the floor, it's going to be tough.
It's going to be hard.
So who played point tonight?
Who played who?
Point guard.
He didn't get hurt at the end of the game.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah. Probably who they have starting for Derrick Rose now will probably be John Lucas, the third.
Oh.
He's end up starting for him, more than likely. And then also, last night the Memphis Grizzlies played the L.A. Clippers, and that I thought was just like a big blowout. Memphis mm-hmm. hit like a 27-point lead at one time.
Yep.
And they end up losing the game by a point.
They came back.
I mean, you know, I'm like – I mean, gosh, no lead is a given anymore. I mean, 27 points.
It's really hard for me to take the Clippers serious, though.
Yeah.
Really hard because just the name, they've been associated with losing so much.
Right.
It's
well,
really
I'm not
who they have on their team. No matter who they have on their team, like, it's really hard for me to take them serious.
I'm actually looking forward to them playing the Lakers though in the playoffs.
Yeah, that would be good. Mm-hmm.
That'd be really, really cool. But that's pretty much it, man. Nothing else really, really going on in the world of sports other than, you know, baseball starting everything. But that's pretty much it. Oh yes, gotta talk about also the draft. I'm sorry, forgot about that. NFL draft. Yeah. Redskins, of course, got RG3 from Baylor, the Heisman Trophy winner. So we're all excited here in D.C.
I know y'all are.
So we will be contending for a Super Bowl ring, hopefully within, if not this season, then definitely next season.
Did the Falcons come up at all?
No. I'm sorry, Ms. Parker just got to mention also that the RG3 jerseys are already out. They're already out. And, and we already have three here at the house.
I'm sure.
Stephen, you already know Milton has already purchased three of them.
I know that.
This is a Redskins house, definitely. But, yeah, so that's pretty much it, though. So I'm looking forward to the season here in D.C. But, yeah,
all right.
The Falcons didn't really come up too much, though. I don't think they – I mean, nah, they didn't really come up.
Not looking good.
No.
Right. Nah, sorry about that, y'all. But, one last thing. The Hawks, though, Hawks are playing good. Josh Smith is a baller. He is a true baller. People need to finally give this man props.
I'm a Celtics fan.
I understand that. I'm sorry. Rajon Rondo got his little, got his little feelings hurt, whatever, and got kicked.
You know what? He's had that nasty attitude for a minute now. Remember they were trying to train him because they said that he wasn't showing up on time. He had a nasty attitude, and the coaches didn't want him on his team. No one even wanted him doing the trade.
Right.
I'm like, he's a really good player, but they're like, they can't coach him. He needs to calm down. I hate when people get on their high horses.
Yeah. He does need to kind of just take it down just a notch, just a little bit, just kind of take it down. Be humble, definitely humble.
I miss the all rounder for sure.
Oh yeah.
But we'll
me
see
too.
What happens.
Oh yeah, definitely. But anyway, hey, you all can follow me, Ron Cosby One on Twitter, Ron Cosby One, or Facebook at A Ron Cosby, and I'm out.
All right, Aaron, appreciate you.
No problem.
Miss Ferguson, you on?
Janera, she on? She might not be on.
Okay.
She's there.
Okay. I'm about to say, I know you ain't sleep yet.
No, I'm not asleep. I just said I have a new phone. I don't know how to work it, so I'm so sorry.
Oh, how you doing?
Fine. How you guys doing?
Well,
yeah, we missed
you
last week.
I didn't hear you.
I said congrats on your new phone.
I know. It's a long time overdue, isn't it? I
what
finally got
for?
Rid of my BlackBerry. I have a couple of sales for you guys, but to be honest with you, I was a little disappointed seeing that Mother's Day is coming up, so I was hoping that they would have a little bit more, but hopefully you guys can be able to find something for your mom based off of the things that I'm able to, based off of the things that I found this past weekend. So, of course, New York and Company, you know, that's Old Faithful for me. Of course, New York and Company is having a great, great sale. This week, they're having a sale where you can buy one, get one 50% off of select items. But that sells in stores only. But you can also get 30% off of everything in the store. That's online and in the stores. So if you shop in the stores, you're saving a ton of money because you'll get 50% off plus an additional 30% off of select style. So I would suggest going on into the store. Armani Exchange, they're kicking off their summer with some swimwear, and they have swimwear starting at $38. So, I mean, you know, if you're really into designer, you know, I would just go to Target and get some swimsuits or Marshalls or TJ Maxx. However, you know, if you're trying to get, you know, you got your little body right for the summer and everything, you know, you can kick off your summer right by going to Armani Exchange and getting yourself a few bikinis or, you know, one pieces, whatever it is that you're into, because all of that stuff is starting off at $38. Now, of course, it goes up, but it's starting out at $38. I always feel the need to tell everybody that because I don't want them thinking that I just told them, oh, go get some swimsuits for $38 and that's just it. No, I'm sure they're still selling things separately, but, you know, $38 still isn't bad considering that it's Armani Exchange. Macy's is ending their friends and family event tonight, so you may want to go ahead and shop online now because from now through midnight, you can get an extra 25% off of your entire purchase. So I would definitely try to look for some things there. And, of course, you know, what mother doesn't love Macy's? So, you know, I'm sure you can find something for your mom at Macy's during their friends and family event. And, again, that's an additional 25% off of your entire purchase. Another sale that I came across, one of my favorite stores, is Piperlime. If you go to piperlime.com, and I talk about them often, they are – they're in groups with Gap, Old Navy, Banana Republic. If you shop there now, you can get 20% off of summer styles, of select summer styles, with the code SUMMER. And, of course, this is an online store only, but they have clothes, accessories, shoes. They have all kinds of things. It's like one of my favorite online stores. Another sale that I came across is Kohl's. They're having a friends and family event. And, you know, I usually find that around holidays like Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, Valentine's Day, things like that, pretty much any holiday, any card holiday, even though Christmas isn't, any type of Hallmark holiday, you usually find friends and family events, and Kohl's is having one. You know, and Kohl's is good for, you know, like small appliances, clothing, shoes, home goods, things like that. So if you go into Kohl's, they're also having a friends and family event where you can get 20% off of select items. And it's most of the items in the store, actually, let me take that back. With Kohl's, it's everything in the store is 20% off. And if you're shopping online, you need to use the code MFF20AFF. So, again, that's M as in mother. This is for Kohl's, yeah. M as in mother, F as in Frank, 720, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, F as in Frank. And, of course, that's on my website. But, you know, for those of you who are listening, you know, go ahead and try to go online for that. Last but not least, Jones, New York, which is also great for mothers. If you shop there now, you can get up to 75% off of select spring styles. And, of course, some of this stuff is clearance items. They're moving out all of the spring stuff to get ready for the summer. So this will be a great time to shop, you know, to get a couple of things. So that's all I have for you guys tonight.
And they can find all that on BudgetShopaholic.com, correct?
They surely can.
All right. Well, we thank you so much. You have a good week, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Right.
Have a good week.
Okay, you too.
Hey, Ms. Parker, entertainment, what's going on?
Entertainment, you know, the big buzz is still Kim Kardashian and Kanye. What do you think about them?
Everyone's saying it's a publicity stunt. I don't know.
Everyone says that. It's like everyone she dates can't be a publicity stunt.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's true. That is true.
I don't know. I kind of like them together. You know how I feel about, like, people finding love. And no matter who they are, I just feel like Kim just gets so much, you know, that people just give her such a hard time. And I guess I don't get it. You know, I just I don't get it either. She just, I think she is in the public eye, and I think she signed up for it, and she is aware of that. But I'm just like, come on, just be happy for her once. So, I mean, Kanye is not my favorite person either, but, you know, if it's real, I wish them the best.
Exactly,
Beyonce was named the most beautiful woman. Mm. What do you think about that?
Well, this is the thing I think about that. I think Beyonce is a beautiful, beautiful, talented woman. But I think because she's so highly exposed, you kind of get used to her looks. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you get used to her face. You get used to her. So people are like, well, there are better choices than that. Beyonce's a beautiful woman. You know what I mean? And she's talented.
Because you think she's just the market is saturated with her.
Okay. So people are like,
but I mean, anybody on that list probably would have been, though, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Because most of the time for beautiful women, they usually do high-profile women like Halle Berry, you know, high-profile women. I don't think I've ever seen where it was like somebody with low profile. Now, with the guys, I have seen, you know, low profile guys, but not females.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think a lot of times, it depends on what you have going on, you know what I mean? In terms of,
I'm talking about relevant,
you know what I mean? If you're relevant, then you can make that list, you know, but you got to look good.
Oh, okay. Right. Nick and Mariah renewed their wedding vows over the weekend in Paris, I believe. Congrats to them. No one thought they would make it, but, you know, they've been going, you know what, 4 years strong?
Yeah,
so,
4 years strong.
Congrats, so, but Nick is looking rather old. Like, he's been through some hard times. I heard he is sick with some kind of a kidney disease or something. Is that what it is?
Yeah, because he has gray hair now and everything, right?
Yeah, he's been looking sick for a while, too,
which is
weird. Yeah, and they said he has some kind of kidney disease going on. So hopefully his health improves. Speedy recovery and best of luck to him. Just the foolishness going on with the housewives and Jersey, Housewives of Jersey started. Kim's new show started last week on Thursday. I caught a little bit of it over the weekend. It's just more of Kim's foolishness. Cora, her husband, and I guess it's like about her wedding. It's going to be like four or five shows about her wedding. And that comes on Thursdays if you're interested in catching that. Jessica Simpson, I was just reading an article earlier today at work that she gained 70 pounds.
Ooh.
I'm just wondering how she's going to lose that weight because Jessica Simpson, Jessica Simpson is a thick girl.
Yeah, she's thick
anyway. And I know they say eat, but dang. she's eating for eight.
You're right. Yeah.
I cannot. Yeah. 70 pounds is a lot of weight. It's a lot of weight, so I'm curious to see if she's going to be able to shed at those pounds.
Well, you see, your girl, Christina Aguilera, lost all that weight.
she has lost some weight. I wouldn't say all of it, but she has lost some weight because she's dressing better. Her makeup looks better. She really needed to because some people just look better at theater.
Right, yeah.
And I'm one of those people, but she is too. Because Christina Aguilera was looking a hot mess. You know, I'm happy. She was eating good. Was she drinking good too? I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
I was going to mention something else. It just slipped my mind.
Did you see Octomom? Octomom? She filed bankruptcy.
Well, okay, so it's been a mess because I was watching today's show. She was on there, and she was saying how she's embarrassed because she has to go on. Remember when she first had those babies, she said she would never go on welfare and would never collect food stamps or public assistance, and people need to leave her alone because she's paying for her own kids and all this, right?
Right,
then she's back on the show saying that she was embarrassed because she had to feed her kids, and she's having to file for public assistance and housing and food stamps and all this. Supposedly, she said that people have been sending her threatening letters and harassing her. She called the police because somebody damaged her car and wrote some stuff on it. The police show up. She said people have been sending her letters, and they asked her, can they see the letters? And she said she burned them. She didn't have any of them. So they're saying that she's making up all this stuff and doing it herself to get sympathy so people can give her money.
That's
just
crazy.
A big, old, huge, hot mess.
Well, I know that.
And everybody knew she couldn't take care of the 9 kids.
Right, right. And you know,
whatever she has. Well, she had 3 before, 11 kids now.
Yeah. And what was I going to say? Child Protective Services was called to her home because of.
Yeah.
I think a nanny or somebody had reported the living situation and whatnot and how crazy it was.
But guess what? Child Protective Services left them kids right there.
when they left. Right. Right. I know.
It's not funny, but they're like, oh, the living conditions are okay. They're fine. That is just a mess. Now you know she can't take care of 11 kids. She had 3 before, right?
She had two, and then she had the eight.
She has a whole bunch of kids.
Yeah, she has her. I know she's stressed out.
And you know, she can't. No wonder she lost all that. Everybody was wondering why she lost that weight super fast. And, you know, she's been in shape. And, you got 13 kids at home. You're going to be in shape.
Yeah, you got no choice.
You know what I mean? You can, you probably can't even feed yourself. You've been trying to feed him. But she was on this 1-800 numbers, and you call these celebrities, these D-list celebrities, and pay $2, I think it's like $2 to $20 an hour, depending on who you're talking to. You can pay to talk to them, just chat with them.
I don't want to talk to them, but.
Exactly. So she was on there. Apparently, it's not working so well. She's filing bankruptcy.
Yeah.
That's a whole mess. What about the Brian McKnight song? And
oh my gosh!
I had to talk about that still.
Oh my gosh! He said that it was a joke.
How crazy is that?
He said it was
a joke.
He was bored in the house because apparently he hurt some body part. I can't remember, like a leg or something, knee. And so he's been in the house just bored. He got bored one day and he wrote the song as a joke. But he said he was going to release it. And he was going off on Twitter because people were tweeting him like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? And so he's going to release it. He's going to release a edited version and an unedited version. And he's received a lot of calls from the porn community wanting him to come perform at their, you know, they have like this lavish award ceremony, like the Oscars. And they want him to come perform.
Yeah, they have it in Vegas.
Exactly.
They have it in Vegas in January. I'm not sure if they have a second one, but yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just like somebody's granddaddy trying to, you know what I mean? It's just like, dude, you're too old. What are you doing?
Right.
It's like your daddy's singing and you talking about something. Oh my God, I'm so disgusted.
Yeah, he took offense, because someone said, you're 60 years old, sit down, bro. And he was like, actually, I'm 42, and I'm probably in better shape than you, because I guess the guy who tweeted him was whatever. But, yeah, so because the thing was, he can still sing. Voice is great.
No,
you know what I mean?
That's never was the question.
Right,
it's just like, has he lost his mind?
Right, right. Wow. Well, let's go to commercial.
But my boyfriend was saying that he probably should have given that song to Trey Songz.
Yeah, someone like Trey Songz could get away with that, but Brian, no.
Right, right. But
Think
not
crazy
Brian McKnight. I was just, he just lost me, for real.
Yeah.
But.
Well, let's go to commercial, and we'll come back when we talk to Monique Shaw and some of the cast of the play that will be here in Atlanta this weekend. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
The play Will a Real Man Please Stand is about Tatiana, who is a successful, intelligent, and beautiful woman. She has it all, a great career, a fabulous home, and a family who adores her. There's only one missing thing, a real man. Will Tatiana's dream of finding a soulmate ever come true? Or like many others, will she settle and choose the wrong man? John and Rachel are married and about to have their first child. Rachel is fed up with John's irresponsible behavior and wants him to step up his game and be a real man. Is John ready to make the sacrifice? Will he give Rachel the kind of love and respect she wants and deserves? Atlanta doesn't want to miss out on the soul-stirring drama comedy about love, life, and relationships. And tonight we talk to Monique Shaw, the writer, director, and producer of the play Will a Real Man Please Stand, and the two leading cast members, Monique Singleton and Cameron Miller. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having us.
Welcome
to the show.
So, Monique Shaw, I know that you wrote and directed this play. What was the inspiration behind the storyline?
Well, you know, it was just something that I thought a lot of women go through. You know, trying to find a soulmate and trying to wait on the Lord to send you somebody, you know, and finding somebody who's going to be responsible and, you know, an upstanding gentleman. So
right.
that was really the inspiration, just I thought a lot of people would be able to relate to it.
Okay, great, great. And I know the play's been running since March of 2009, right?
Yes, that's when we first opened it.
Okay, and here we are almost 2 years later, well, over 2 years later. What do you think has contributed to the success and longevity of the play?
Well, I think it's, you know, like I said, it is a storyline that others can relate to. I think when you come and see this play, you're going to see a little bit of everything. You're going to laugh. You may even cry. I think you'll feel inspired, leave with hope, and there's a couple of messages in there, too. And I think that people have been able to relate to the characters and really take something from the play and apply it to their own lives and situations. So I think that's why people really have enjoyed seeing this show.
Because it's something that's relatable.
It's real.
How did you get started in doing plays?
You know, I really started by going to a lot of theater. I've always loved the arts and been involved in, but sometimes I would go and, you know, the storylines would be predictable or you'd see the same type of characters, you know, a lot of stereotypes. And I just really thought, maybe I can do that. And that's really how it began, you know, just deciding that's what I wanted to do and figured out how to do it. It's not what my degree is in or anything. I wasn't in drama in high school or college, but have always loved the arts and always been a pretty good writer.
Wow. Well, apparently it's working for you. I mean, you have these plays going on. I understand you a new one started. Is that correct?
I actually opened a second show called The Secrets We Keep back in February last year, and then we're going to be doing a couple of different productions. We're going to run Secrets again in the summertime, and then I have a brand new one called Things We Didn't Tell that will open this fall in Atlanta.
Okay. So we have the last two shows for this one this coming weekend. Is it kind of bittersweet for it to be ending, or how do you feel about it?
Yeah, actually, we have three shows. We've got one on Friday and two Saturday shows. I guess it is bittersweet. This was actually the very first play that I wrote, and I think I've, you know, definitely I've grown fond of it, but I also have a lot of other material that I'm ready to introduce to the world too. So kind of sad, but I will say this. We're not like ever, you know, it's not that we're never going to do this show again. We actually want to kick off the Real Man Tour. So even though we're closing this out in Atlanta because we've been running it since 2009, we are planning to kick off a tour in 2013 and take it across the United States, you know, as far as we can take it. So we'll do it again, but Atlanta probably won't see it again.
Well, I know we have Cameron Miller on the line. How you doing, Cameron?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm glad that you all on tonight. Tell us a little bit about your character.
Well, my character, let's see. Darius, he's a good guy, you know. He's a God-fearing young man, entrepreneur, on the rise, doing his thing, and he just genuinely wants to fall in love with the woman that God has sent him, or that he believes God has sent him, I should say.
Mm-hmm. What in your opinion has led to success? I know obviously people can relate to it, but what else about it do you think has led to the success of this play and people wanting to see it for so long?
One definitely is the story, and I have to start that with, I am actually new to the Atlanta area, and so this is my first time being a part of the production, but the story is great. You know, you've got that that love, and you know, everybody wants to find pure love, but can you really find it? Is it worth the wait? You know, just when you think you're right there, it's gone again. So it really you know, encompasses a lot from that aspect, as well as you have the John and Rachel situation where they are, you know, they're in love, they're in a relationship, but life and the you know, economy, all that stuff is taking a toll, so they're trying to fight it out. Do they stick it out or do they, you know, let it go? And I think that is so relevant to what's going on in a lot of households today, and that's why I think it has had the success that it's had, and it's going to be, you know, even greater.
Yeah. Is Monique Singleton on? Okay, I'm not sure she's here. But let me ask you, Monique Shaw, what is it that you want people to take away with, here we are at the last three shows of this particular play here in Atlanta, what do you want the audience to take away?
Well, there's a couple of messages that people, you know, will leave with, if open to it. One is this play really talks about what is a real man, you know, what is a real man of God, what does that look like? You know, because I know a lot of people say they want a good man and they want this and they want that. But sometimes if you ask them to describe what that is, especially in a biblical sense, they may not have an answer. So I think this show is definitely going to give you that answer. I think the other thing is it's going to give you the message of waiting on God for whatever it is. So like Cameron mentioned, John and Rachel have their situation going on. You know, every relationship has its ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I think they'll be able to see how to work through that. You know, how do you get past some of the struggles that you, you know, when you love this person, but they are working your last nerve, how do you work through that and then stay true to those vows, you know, for better or for worse? So I think they're going to, you know, see some real life situations that hopefully they can take and apply, and, you know, maybe if they're going through that situation, say, oh, you know what, maybe I should try to work it out this way.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think I'm sorry, one more thing. I was just going to say, and if you're ready to laugh and have a good time, you definitely will be entertained because there's a lot of comedy mixed in with the messages and, you know, there's some drama and all of that as well. So I think, you know, one of my things when I write is I try to touch all the senses, and I think this play will take you on that roller coaster.
Yeah, I definitely get that. Cameron, is it bittersweet watching the come to an end here in Atlanta?
It's definitely bittersweet for me because it's just my first experience with the actual production and working with Monique. It has been, you know, it's been an awesome experience. She's a great director and definitely has a great vision on what she wants and knows how to bring it across without being one of those crazy directors that are just, you know, anal about stuff. Now, she's anal in her own way, but she comes off
very sweet and very loving, you know, and we all understand that it's, you know, to get us to the right place, to bring that emotion, that laughter, that, you know, everything that's going on, to bring that across on the stage. So, yeah, it's bittersweet. It's sweet for me because, you know, I get to be a part of this project that has had such longevity and success. And it's bitter because it's the last time. But
right.
I'm going to try to work with her again. So we'll see if she hires me one more time.
Well, listen, y'all, I thank you all for coming on. I know that I want to encourage everyone, if you're in the Metro Atlanta area, to please check out Will the Real Man Please Stand. The show will open on Friday, May 4th at 8 p.m., and the encore performances will be on Saturday, May 5th at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. And for more information about this production and other upcoming shows, please visit www.MoniqueShawProductions.com. Thank you both, and have a great night, okay?
Thank you so much for having us.
Take
care.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye. Let's take a quick break, and we'll get back. We'll talk with Nokio and Black Angel Down. We'll be right back.
Yay.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Nokio, the N-T-I-T-Y, is a producer, songwriter, singer, and rapper. He's best known as one of the influential members of the multi-platinum R&B group Drew Hill, where he served as in-house producer and songwriter for the quartet. Bringing a dark side to the amazing harmony and vocal styles of Drew Hill and mixing the Baltimore underground alternative rock scene, Nokio emerges as an unstoppable force to front the heavy group rock sound of Black Angel Down. Please help me welcome Nokio. Welcome to the show, man.
What's going on, man? Welcome to the show. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you know, when I found out that you had a new band, or you were part of a new band, I was like, well, what happened? So we all want to know, is there still Drew Hill? Is there still Drew Hill?
Absolutely. Still Drew Hill. We still, you know, still on the road, still singing and making it happen. So,
I hear that.
Just so everybody knows.
Groovy, but I love you guys. I love
you
guys.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, everyone, when they hear Drew Hill, they just go crazy. Because I actually, you know, when I was in high school, my half-sister is Pam from Total, and they were on tour with you guys. And so when you all came to Richmond, I was actually at the show. I was at the show, and I was on the side of the stage watching everyone perform. So I actually got to see you all live, and I was blown away back then. So that was, I think, 1998. So, so it's good to hear y'all still together. But tell us, how did you form, or tell us about how the Black Angel Down came together, the group.
Well, what happened was Kevin Baker, who's the bass player in the band, and Dan Angermeyer, who is the drummer in the band, they were part of another band called The Mind Factor here in Baltimore, and I used to manage them. So, I was always on the scene and everything, and I always wanted to be a part of a rock band and do rock music. Like, I mean, it goes, you know, before, you know, even having, you know, Drew, what will eventually come, you know, become Drew Hill.
Right, yeah.
Before having that come together. So, but I never said nothing, you know, to you know, Kevin and Dan, because it was kind of like, all right, cool, like, all right, you're the manager of the band, like, you're going to be in a band, too, like, too much happening. So a couple years ago, you know, me and Kevin were talking, and, you know, he was like, man, you ever think about singing in the band? And in the back of my head, I'm like, hell yeah. But, you know, I was like, yeah, man, you know, I think it is, you know, it'd be cool. So we all just went in the studio. You know, Kevin, you know, is a great songwriter, and, you know, he bought me, or sent to me, which what would end up being the first song that we recorded, which was When. And, you know, I went in the studio, and I really, you know, it was the first time that I had somebody actually, like, produce me as an artist, I guess, for real. So, you know, like, I'm in the studio, I don't know, you know, I'm like, all right, I understand how to sing a song or whatever, but, you know, I'm just here, you got to tell me what I need to do. So, you know, Kevin and Frank Marchand, who, you know, produced the album along with us, just, you know, guided me along. And, you know, once I got that down, the rest was just, you know, it was, I wouldn't say it was easy, but, you know, it just flowed after that.
Was it different going from R&B, hip-hop R&B music to rock music? Was it different recording that sound?
No, it really, you know, it really wasn't different. And the only reason I say that is because at the end of the day, it's all, you know, feelings, emotions, you know, things that, you know, you go through in life. So from that aspect, and along with the fact that, you know, Teo, you know, who's in Drew Hill, came in the studio and he helped do a lot of the arrangements, you know, as far as harmonies and stuff, and also sang on the album. So, you know, it was kind of like, you know, just bridging the gap between the two, like not making it sound so R&B, but still having, you know, the elements of the stuff that, you know, I'm used to doing. And at the same time, making sure that, you know, we were true to the genre of rock music also, so people wouldn't kind of like be turned away from it, like, right, what are you doing?
What's going on, right? Yeah.
Do you guys have any upcoming shows? I'm sorry, Steven.
Go ahead.
Do you guys have any performances coming up?
Yeah, well, we're going to be performing at the Seaside Heights Music Festival down on Jersey Shore. That's May 18th. And then May 19th, we'll be back in Baltimore at Rams Head Live. So those are the two, you know,
two
closest shows. We got, you know, a couple other things,
okay,
you know, happening in June and July and stuff like that. But those are the most immediate ones.
Mm-hmm.
I know you mentioned that. So it does seem like that Drew Hill and is supportive of this venture that you have going on with Black Angel Down. That seems to be the case.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I'm probably the only one who really hadn't stepped out and, you know, did anything. So, you know, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, for me it was like, all right, I got the opportunity to do something, you know, let me just do something that I always wanted to do. So regardless of what happens, it's like I can say that, you know, okay, I had this, like, in the back of my mind, you know, forever. And actually, like, once I let the guys, you know, hear the music after, you know, I felt like I had it down enough to let somebody hit, you know, everybody was like, oh, man, this is, like, you know, I like, you're doing rock for real. Like, it's not like, I'm going to have somebody come in and program some drums, and then we're going to play a little guitar over it, and we're going to call it rock music. It's like, no, I had to, you know, had to make sure it was authentic.
Well, introduce us to your band members.
Well, we have Kevin Baker, like I said, who is the bass player in the band. And Dan Angermeyer, who is the drummer. And we have man Ralphie, who plays lead guitar. And that's everybody.
And I think we have one. Yeah, we have one. Dan and Kevin. So both of you are
yeah.
welcome to the show, Dan and Kevin.
Hey, how you doing? This is
so
Dan.
So, Kevin, were you at all nervous when it was time to when it was all about to go down and y'all were giving the studio and Nokia was going to be lead just because he had been in the R&B group? Were you at all nervous about him coming on?
No, man. I mean, you know, he's. I mean, he's like such a pro about it, and he's relaxed. But it was really cool working with him. I mean, just a great experience all around.
Uh-huh.
And you know, he just kind of like took it all in, and then just you know laid it down in a really, you know, kind of chill and pro way. That it was just a great experience. And I've been around a little bit too. I never had quite the you know the success that Drew Hill did, but you know I've been doing this for a long, long time, so it was just like musicians getting together and you know kind of working, you know.
I hear that, Dan. How what's the experience performing the songs that you all record, that you all produce together? What's that experience like on stage each night?
It's wild. I mean, especially the more we keep playing these songs, it's. I mean, I hate to use the word magical, but it you can really just feel this energy now, and there's just this confidence when we go on stage every night, and we know we're going to kill it, and we're going to give it our best, and it's really cool, especially when you're playing rooms. And we played a room up in New York called The Bitter End, and the first time we played that room, you know, we're playing with a lot of bands that are kind of more a little low key than what we are, and we come on stage and people are like looking at us, but by the end of the night, you know, we're rocking them and they're all coming up to us and hey, who are you guys? We got anything? And it's cool to really turn the crowd into our favor.
Yeah. Nokia, what's the difference in the audiences from your perform with Drew Hill and perform with Black Angel Down? What's the biggest difference that you can describe?
I mean, I would say, you know, right now, because it's still early on in the process of, you know, just getting the music out there and everything, you know, it's a lot more intimate right now, you know.
Okay.
And, like, beyond that, the thing that I see the most with rock music, you know, and R&B is, like, you know, it seems like you go out, and with R&B, it's like, okay, you go, like, record an album, and then you put out a single, and everybody got to see whether or not they like it, and then they got to come see you perform it for real, and then it's like, okay, I get it. But, you know, for what we're doing right now, and, you know, with all the bands that I've seen, it's like you can go on stage and you could do, you know, a half hour to an hour of music that nobody's ever heard before in their life. And by the time you finish, it's like, okay, I need a T-shirt, and I want to buy your album, and what's your website, and when's the next time you're performing, and I got pictures from the show that I'm going to post on your Facebook page. And, you know, it's just a whole, you know, it's a whole other, you know, experience, especially, like I said, as far as, like, building a fan base, it's kind of like you don't have to go through that, you know, okay, I need somebody else to tell me that it's good, and then I need 15 other people to tell me, you know, after that, it's kind of like the music, you know, if people feel it, it immediately connects.
Right. Yeah. Now, has there been any, on your behalf, any backlash from going from R&B to doing heavy rock music?
I mean, you know what? If it is, I haven't really seen it. You know, I mean, I know that, you know, once in a while, and like one thing with me is like I try to stay away from, you know,
negativity.
How can I put it? Yes, not only negativity, like, I mean, I appreciate everybody's opinion and everything. But I mean, at the end of the day, as an artist, musician, you know, what have you, it's like you make music for yourself first.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
you put yourself into it, and then you hope that whatever that emotion is that you capture, translates to somebody else and they can relate to it. Even if they haven't been through it, they might know somebody or whatever. So, you know, in saying that, once in a while, you know, I may go online or whatever and, you know, you see a negative comment here or there, or, you know, people who don't know exactly what's going on, you know, it's like, okay, well, are you like in this van and you're not in Drew Hill no more or whatever? And then, you know, then you got people that's just like never going to get into it because it's not Drew Hill. And I mean, for all of that, I would say that more than anything, the greatest comment or response to the music that, you know, we've gotten is, hey, man, like, look, I don't even listen to rock music, but I love what y'all doing. So, you know, it's like you take it, you know, it's like going album to album. It's like, all right, you make a great album, and then you make another album, and you hope people love it. And, you know, you may push the boundaries a little bit of what you did on the last album, and some people are going to love it. Some people are just going to be fans of whatever you do. And, you know, some people, you know, just using that example, it's like some people would be like, well, that album don't sound like the first Drew Hill album or any of the Drew or whatever. Yeah. So I'm not going to listen to it or whatever. And it's like, I mean, that's cool. Like, I'm not mad.
Well, we're going to be playing the EP in our next half hour in our playlist. Let me ask you, Dan, what's your favorite song from the EP?
My personal favorite song probably is I Know You're Out There, Sniper Scope. And that's probably when Kevin first asked me to join the band, he sent me the music to listen to, and that was the first one that I heard. And, you know, as soon as the opening riff came in and then I heard No Keel come in with the vocals, I was like, I know I've got to be a part of this.
You do it.
What's
your favorite, Kevin?
I like Wind a lot. I think that kind of does all the things that it's supposed to do. Like, it has the heavy groove rock. It's got the really great vocals. It's got the big choruses and just the ripping guitar solo. And I also really like the How Deep Is Your Love. You know, that came out like, you know, I never expected that remake to come out like it did. And now I just walk around all day long singing it in my head, you know, and I can't get it out no matter what I do. So, those two songs really get me. And one that we haven't talked about a lot is, which is now on the EP, is a song called Down, which is kind of our, like, power ballad. And that's an amazing song, too. So check that one out.
Okay, definitely. What about you,
Nokia?
What are your favorite thoughts
on
this project?
Yeah, you know, that's always like that's the worst question.
It's hard, right? It's hard.
I mean, it's always it's one thing when you just go in and you sing songs that people give you. It's another thing when you write them. So, you know, just like being a part of both processes and making the outlets, like. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I couldn't say, like, I just put it on and I just let it play. I mean, like, I definitely, you know, when, you know, just because, you know, that was kind of like the song that broke the ice for me as far as, you know, just, you know, that was like an accomplishment for me even more than it just being a great song. It was like, all right, cool. Like, I'm in here and I'm, like, singing a song and I'm singing lead on it and this is crazy.
So that'd be the one for you. So before we wrap up, this project, is it already out? The EP, is it already out?
Yeah, the EP is out. You know, you can get it on iTunes, Amazon, pretty much anywhere where digital music is. You can get it off our Facebook page. You can get it off our website, which is www.blackangeldown.com. And, you know, you can check us out on YouTube. We got three videos that we did so far. We did a video for Win. We did a video for a song called Pretty Face. And we did a video for the How Deep Is Your Love remake. And, like, the coolest thing about it is, like, you know, it's like our first three videos. Like I said, everything is still, you know, just falling into place for us, but it's like three completely different videos. It's not just, you know, it's like each time it's like, all right, what can we do this time? What can we do this time? All right, let's just shoot a video of everything.
Yeah.
I heard that. Yeah. So will we be getting another Drew Hill album soon?
You know, I just started, I want to say, well, it might have been two weeks ago. I just made a quick post that I just started writing the next Drew Hill album. So that's, you know, that's a process. And
the
biggest process, I mean, the biggest part of the process, I think, for me at this point as a writer is almost, is part of it is, okay, what am I going to say now? And
right,
then, you know, the other part of it is, like each album that we made is, like, you get to see another part of, like, love and relationships and stuff in your real life, you know, in the in-between time. And, like, with the Black Angel Down album, it's, like, the first album that I ever did where I'm just not, it's not just about, oh, baby, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. You know, it's like we got to touch on, you know, a lot of different, you know, subjects, even in relationships, but not just, you know, relationships between, like, your girlfriend or your wife or what have you, but family relationships, you know, with other, you know, family members and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, I just, you know, like, I'm taking my time and, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, what I'm writing about what's going on now.
Right.
As opposed to trying to write something just to fit in, whatever. Like, you know, I think that, you know, all the albums that we've made have always been really honest, you know, as far as what we're talking about, you know, like I would never say, okay, well, this is about this, this is about that, but it's all real life stuff that's either happening right then, or it's, like I said, something that happened in between time. So it's like I'm not going to rush it. I mean, like, I don't want to wait like 4 years like we did, you know, the last time. But you know, I just want to make sure that it's, you know, what it needs to be.
I definitely feel that. Well, listen, Dan, Kevin, Nokio, I thank you all for coming on tonight. And like I said, we'll be playing your EP in the next half hour, so I'm excited to hear that. For more information about Black Angel Down, please visit www.blackangeldown.com. There's a link on our Facebook page. You all have a great night, and we'll be right back after this.
Thanks, man.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wondering what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Made, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Now it's time to go into Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during the segment. And each week we select artists to play during our playlist. Tonight our playlist features songs by Black Angel Down from their current EP. Definitely check it out on iTunes, Amazon, and wherever digital media is sold. And if you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, please email us at TheStephenKnightShow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Now, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing, and we definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now, the first song is by Black Angel Down. It's one that seemed to be both their favorite, called The Wind. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
I'll sing Die by you. for you. Hey, just when I fall on my fist, I realize I'm laying right next to you, baby. We ain't got nothing but love. And darling, you
just 'cause you heard it. one I'm leaving you for.
That was Steven's playlist. I hope you enjoyed it. I want to give an apology to Black Angels Down. We had technical difficulties with their music, but definitely check it out at blackangeldown.com. There's a link on our Facebook page. I also want to thank Monique Shaw. Make sure you check out the play, Well, Real Man, Please Stand. You can check it out at MoniqueShawProductions.com. We thank you all. Great shows coming up. Have a great week. God bless you. Christmas.